This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Obama has put the chief federal judge, if he was a Nazgul, he'd be the witch king, the leader, the most powerful federal judge below the Supreme Court in the District of Columbia, sitting on the key circuit. The man who tried to defeat Heller, D.C. Heller, the man that tried to overturn it. The man who's sworn to defeat the Second Amendment has been nominated to the Supreme Court. Let's go to anti-Trump folks. We got Joel Skousen coming up. We'll take your calls with him as well. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. First off, I want to say that you got some of the best news out there informationally, but there's three or four big reasons I had to vote against Trump. Number one that comes off the top of my head is his torture comments. We can't torture people.
And he reversed that.
Yeah, and I hope he sticks to reversing it. You know, also, the Richard Haass, his buddies with Richard Haass, that's a big no-no.
Well, he met with him. Yeah, that's all concerning.
Yes, and also, I feel like a big wall, you know, would just trap us in. I believe there's got to be a problem.
Oh, there's no doubt the wall statement's a stunt. I mean, Mexico has got really great tunnelers and builders, and a wall's a joke. You need to have a wall in here is just to slow down, you know, vehicles and things. Obviously, Mexico has one with Guatemala, but what you really have is right on the border, you go after folks, but you also go after employers. And we can bring in guest workers, all that, but we don't bring in guest workers, you know, with degrees to get rid of folks that have college degrees here so we have no middle class.
Right. Also, I feel like he hasn't talked about ending the wars as much as I'd like him to. I'm big on that. You know, personally,
he's tried to stop the wars and said we're not going to have all these useless wars. When we have wars, we're going to win them. I hear you. Why do you think the establishment is so against him then?
Well, I think he might be genuine. Those things that I don't like about him, I think might be just personal mistakes of him. So quietly, I kind of hope that he'll win over, Cruz or anybody else as far as the Republican nominee goes. But I couldn't vote on him. I had to vote on Rand. I almost voted. I thought I was an independent, but I forgot to change it. I almost was going to go vote on Bernie as a vote against Hillary. You know, I don't think he's going to win, but that's kind of, I've always voted against.
Well, they're stealing it from him. I get it. You know, for me, it's the massive attack on Trump. The Federal Reserve giving money to defeat him. I mean, that tells you what you know. And I know people that know him. He is his own guy, and that's what they hate. He isn't part of the oligarchy club. Now, he could be bad. The point is, we know the globalists are bad, so I say throw a wild card in there. I appreciate your call, Mark. Let's talk to Joe in New York. What's your view on Trump? Yeah, just turn your radio off. We got about a minute and a half, bro. We can give you some time here on air. Okay, go ahead and let him go. You got to turn your radios off, folks. Let's talk to Daniel in Maryland. Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. We aren't in Mayberry anymore, and these cops are law enforcement hunters, and Trump wants to help them. Right? And these cops want drones.
Why does everybody, the callers today, sound like they've been drinking cough syrup? Are you awake, brother?
Yeah, I'm awake. I got my papers here, you know.
I'm not trying to be mean. Oh, so you're smoking some weed right now.
No, a vote for Trump is like a vote for a war against the people. He loves the cops so much.
I'm not trying to be your enemy or be mean. You just sound like you weren't awake, so I wanted to get you to speak up. Now you sound like a little bit more awake. Listen, brother. And I'll hold you over if need be. We got Skousen coming up. I got a bunch of clips to play. But look, he knows that Soros is funding a uprising to take over the state and local governments, that the feds are going to come in and federalize police. We don't need that because the feds are run by foreign interest. This is a stealth takeover under the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN, sir. And so Trump is up there sounding like Mr. Law and Order, because it's so fashionable to shoot cops in the back of the head, he's saying, hey, let's support the cops. I've found if you just do that in general, then the police will actually come over to the side of the people. Most cops I've found are not bad people. The media distorts it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And what is the Empire? It is a global private banking consortium that controls currency and credit that is trying to establish a planetary world government with computer systems monitoring every human action and taxing all, basically not just human behavior, but in the final equation, controlling all life on the planet, playing God. That is the technocrats' own admission. Now, Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Briefs, going to be with us for the balance of the hour, getting into the nuclear trigger in North Korea, where he believes they will try to start World War III in the future. He believes it's still 5 years out, 4 years out. Why does he think the Russians are pulling out of Syria all of a sudden? Where is that going? Trump, 2016, the dirty tricks. Trump, there's a new article out at InfoWars.com, is saying that they'll be rioting if they steal the nomination from him at the RNC. The RNC says they're going to do it. Really a time of the scales coming off the ice. We also have loaded phones with people that, quote, disagree with Alex Jones about supporting Donald Trump. I support Trump because the Federal Reserve's against him, the Pope's against him, the Communist Chinese are against him, the Japanese corrupt government's against him, the Saudi Arabian government's against him, the British leadership's against him, you have the former Mexican president against him. They're against him because he's a nationalist and he isn't part of the inside crew. Does that mean I trust him? No, but he is his own man. They got articles out about how he's, quote, a man in his castle, runs things himself, doesn't listen to basically anybody. That's what scares them so bad. And they've got the whole establishment against him now. John Boehner, the neocon, the rhino chief, says, I want Paul Ryan, the new speaker, to run against him. They are desperate. This is a real panic by the elite. Because it's giving a stage to constitutional populism and a revolt against tyranny, in my view. We'll get Joel's take, but first, I get a lot of calls about this. People ask me on the street, police officers ask me this too. They say, well, are you for the police or are you against the police? Or callers will say, you're against the police state, but you say, you know, that the police aren't your enemy. Police are individuals as well, just like the military is, or school teachers. Because a school teacher in a school might get caught being a child molester, does that mean all the other teachers are child molesters? The policies police are being given, the militarization, the draconian programming, is a problem. It's meant to cause a reaction of fear by the public. Then the cops get scared, and the answer is get more totalitarian. This is a program. And the White House admits they've got Black Lives Matter out attacking, you know, promoting their founding inspiration is in Cuba, a cop killer, to start the destabilization of the country so the central government, run by foreign interest, can come in and take over the states and locales. And they call it the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN. They have the UN monitoring in Texas, in Arizona, in New York, and D.C. They're establishing offices. And it isn't a UN takeover. The globalists, the Rockefellers, created the UN to transfer power to, just like TPP. So, this is part of a larger plan. I don't want civil unrest. I don't want a civil war. If they activate the socialists to start burning down cities, I don't want people to go out and join in it or fight them. You got to defend yourself. You're going to be called terrorists when you do. You come to burn down my house, I'm going to, you know, defend myself. So people are like, oh, the cops are revenue generating. The cops are out of control. And, you know, why are you for them? I'm not. The globalists are waging war against humanity and against the nation state and against the rule of law. And so I say, if anybody's trying to kill you, you have a right to defend yourself. I don't care who they are, but to make the revolution against tyranny about the police, the lowest level, when in my experience, out of all of government, the military officers are the most awake, the mid-grade officers, and the special forces, then the regular military. I'd say the Army and the Marines are the most awake. Navy, statistically, from talking to them, aren't as awake, but more than general public. Then I talk to feds. I talk to local police. I talk to all over the country. They are more awake than the general public because they're in the middle of it. We need to try our best to not run around in camouflage and talk about a war with them, but to wear suits and ties, to get elected to local office, to go speak out, to get involved, to support good cops and go after bad cops legally and lawfully as defenders of the republic. We're the champions of freedom. We're Americana. We carry the ideas that founded the great nation. That's why we're the enemy in all the federal training manuals. And the police and the feds, except for the political cadres, know we're right now and are joining us and are ready to wake up and are ready to take action. That's why they want to start a civil war, a light, soft civil war, where they go, we got to have police state because the Black Lives Matter and the Patriots. And it's why they engineered the tragedy that happened in Oregon. We told you where that was going. Joel Skousen told you. Now, I don't know his complete views on this, but for me, this is common sense. We're having a major effect politically. We're going to win the long-term fight for liberty. We may lose battles, and things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. This is the devil we're fighting, folks. It is spiritual. Make no mistake. The churches are pretty much captured. But we need to not be lured into a civil war because that's meant to destabilize the country further and then bring in the multinational global system later. Now, Joel Skousen, I want to get into Trump. I want to get into what's happening overseas. We'll do all of that. But I want to talk about the geoengineering that we see, not of the planet, but political, geopolitical engineering domestically with these battle lines, the future battle space they're trying to set up. If we look at the lines of divide and conquer, we can see the future strategy. Can you speak to this? If you agree, disagree, augment, and what we need to do to try to really promote liberty and freedom as the true birthright of Americans it is, and not some alien evil program.
Well, Alex, I agree with what you said about police. Unfortunately, you know, the police abuse and aggressiveness in terms of use of lethal force has grown exponentially. I'm afraid that the number of good policemen versus bad policemen has been disbalanced, and because of the bringing in more mercenaries, more military people into the police forces, and then arming them with SWAT teams. I mean, when you have DE agents coming in with face masks on and won't reveal their names, and they come in with a SWAT type thing to go into a nurse's office, you know, to confiscate all their computers, there's no need for that. And unfortunately, the judges are not calling the police to account almost every time that a policeman, you know, is guilty of excessive use of force. They get a justifying statement from the police investigation, and if it gets into the courts, unless there's evidence, videotape evidence showing the abuse is massive and unjustified, it's very, very difficult to get police to be prosecuted. And it needs, you know, we could get we could swing this pendulum the other way if you get some judges to actually sanction the police very, very strongly. You know, for excessive use of force, it would put a chilling effect on the use of force, and then you wouldn't have this kind of bravado talk that goes on in the locker room in the police force about taking down people, racial epithets, and other types of things. You know, the good guys in the cops, they can't compete with those loudmouth guys, and so they tend to go into the background, especially when the police chiefs, generally, you know, police chiefs in every major city of the United States are corrupt. They are owing to the establishment for their position, and they don't justify the good cops who are...
But you agree that we're seeing an awakening in the police. I mean, I'm certainly seeing it. And so all I'm saying is the police need to know, upholding the Constitution, doing the right thing, standing up for what's right, and also pointing out the larger globalist program, I have found as a way to have police actually get it, and in some cases repent of what they've been sucked into. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying. I'm trying to point out, though, that they don't have a voice. You know, the loudmouth people, just like in public schools, you know, it's the guys with the hyper attitudes that control the peer pressure. And in a police force and things, the soft-spoken, mild-mannered people who don't want to use excessive force, they don't get upset and yell and scream at the other guys. It's the reverse. They try to object to what's going on, and they get crucified by their fellow officers as a weenie, you know, as somebody who's weak. So I'm saying they don't have the same power of voice as the strongman type, you know.
Sure. What about warning the police, though, of the plan to overthrow local government? I mean, that's clearly a globalist plan. When do you think they're planning to try to implement this? Because clearly they wouldn't be going to all this work if they weren't planning something.
Absolutely right. They are planning it, but I've long said, Alex, that I don't think that they're going to foment a civil war prior to a war. You know, World War III is coming, and they're going to hold all their cards, all this stuff as preparation. I mean, once war starts, they can literally shut down this country, take away civil liberties, start throwing people in jail.
So all of this is the preparation for that. We'll get to it at the bottom of the hour and get into the geopolitical, because that's why you're here. But let's look at Trump and the open Federal Reserve coming out against him with money, Soros panicking, the Pope. I mean, I don't want to list it all again. In your expert opinion, I mean, you're a really smart guy, former Marine Corps officer, fighter pilot, bomber, Vietnam. You know, your uncle wrote The Naked Communist. And pretty much launched so much the liberty movement we see today. So you're a insider when it comes to all this, understanding it. You've tried to lead the charge in D.C. to get real conservatives elected, led some of the biggest national groups on that front. So saying that, for new listeners that may not know who you are, you're a top expert on strategic relocation. Looking at that, where are we geopolitically in the world? What's happening with the Trump situation and all these foreign interests weighing in? And what do you expect them to do at the convention and beyond?
Alex, we are seeing virtual political warfare now erupting in the United States against Donald Trump. As I had long projected in my World Affairs brief, the establishment intended not to elect Hillary Clinton, but to give us a controlled Republican. And then, just as Mitt Romney entered and threw a curveball to the establishment in 2012, or actually 2008, 2012, and even though he bent over backwards to please the establishment, they didn't want him. They didn't have enough dirt on him. He's become much more of a shill for the establishment lately than even he was in 2012. It's like Richard Nixon, after being crucified over Watergate, spent the rest of his life bending over backwards trying to get into the good graces of the globalists. That's how I see Mitt Romney. But Donald Trump, as you very well put out, is his own man. That's both a plus and a negative for conservatives. I mean, he truly is a populist. He's got a marvelous ability to read the pulse of the nation and say, look, there's a lot of problems and I'm going to go out against it. Unfortunately, not being schooled in true conservative ideology or libertarian ideology, he makes the mistakes, and he will make mistakes. But we can tell by the fervor with which the establishment is out to get Donald Trump, including, I think, rigging the vote in Ohio to get John Kasich elected. I mean, you don't go with a 15-point change in the polls in a week's period of time without manipulation occurring, and that's what happened to get Kasich. They're headed for a brokered convention. That's the only way they're going to stop Donald Trump now. But I think Donald Trump is going to get at least 1,000 delegates. I don't think Kasich is going to get hardly any more. Cruz is going to be the main challenger to Trump. But they don't want Cruz either. You know, that's the point, is that they don't have it. They can't just stop Trump and hand it to Cruz, because Cruz is not controlled as well. He has that social conservative point of view on against abortion and against gay marriage that they cannot tolerate.
Yes, it's clear they've been holding their nose hoping he'll knock Trump out, but they don't like him either.
That's right. Now, Kasich can't get there. John Kasich doesn't have any charisma. He's just
a spoiler, correct?
Yeah, he's just there as a spoiler. He's just there to take votes away. And they had to, I think, manipulate the election, the electronic voting machines in Ohio to get him that way. And it probably will work, as I pointed out in the World Affairs brief. They can stop him from getting the 1,237. But even if he's close, even if he's with 100, if they deny him, there's going to be a revolution in the party against the establishment. You know, Marco Rubio, after he bowed out yesterday, said, we need a new establishment in the Republican Party, as if he were the one to lead a new establishment. I mean, which is, he's totally, you know, bought out to the establishment. But there is no way that the establishment would allow some pseudo-establishment unless it's in the guise of a Paul Ryan. It's very telling that Ryan and Romney did file papers with the FEC in January in order so that if there is a brokered convention and they're asked to save the party, that they would be in a legal position.
Exactly. And of course, as you know, Boehner came out today, the former speaker, and said Paul Ryan should run. So they're, wow. Do you think they're that reckless? They're saying they're going to do it. They're preparing the public. They're in the New York Times saying we're going to steal it, we're going to take it, we're going to broker it, and actually put a Paul Ryan in front of the entire popular vote with no delegates. They're really that crazy.
Yeah, they're desperate. I mean, this is true political warfare we're seeing. Remember that Paul Ryan has come out as well today in saying, just like Romney's denying, you know, I'm not going to run for president, no way. But the fact that they filed for it means that they are holding open that possibility, and it will have to be a massive draft movement. But, you know, look at it. You've got 2/3 of the Republican Party behind Trump or Cruz. Both of those are going to be disenfranchised in this convention.
Couldn't those two make a deal and actually join forces?
I think they could. You know, it's been a little bit, they poisoned the water a little bit by some of the bad blood that's gone through the, you know, calling him Lion Ted and Ted attacking Cruz. But, you know, Cruz is very, very magnanimous. He's able to turn around at a buttonhole and say, yeah, I accept this guy. I think they could make a deal with Cruz. And I'll tell you, a Trump-Cruz combination would probably be unbeatable in terms of the Tea Party Republicans.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, I mean, getting into your pedigree, it's pretty amazing. You headed up some of the real national conservative groups that actually tried to save the country earlier and warned of all this 30 years ago, 20 years ago. You've been in the conventions. You know, you've run national chairmanships of some of the biggest organizations out there. So you know the inside baseball. what do you expect to see then at the convention? And then if he gets past that, what will Hillary try? There's the whole assassination card. But then doubling back to the inside baseball, what do you expect him to be coming to Trump and saying and doing? I know he did meet with the head of the CFR, but then after that, the CFR head actually came out and made bad comments about him. So I'm told from a little bird that meeting didn't go so well.
I don't think it did either. I mean, Trump is generally cordial. He really isn't very savvy about the conspiracy issues that we're dealing with, the ultimate globalist control of both political parties. And he did meet with Richard Haass, the head of the CFR, and he even said, you know, I'm going to name Richard Haass as one of my foreign policy advisors, which threw up a lot of red warning flags with conservatives, as it should. But I think he was just being nice. Haass did not reciprocate. He came out and continued to attack the CFR as dead set against Trump as president. What I think conservatives ought not to get too excited about is the concept of free delegates. It's true that all of the people who have dropped out, including Ruby, all those delegates are now free on the first ballot to vote any way that they want. But I can tell you that the state Republican Party chairmanships are all establishment Republicans, even in the conservative states like Utah and Idaho. And that means that they will pick establishment delegates to go to the convention.
I was about to say, we've seen that with Ron Paul in multiple states and at the convention, where they just ignore the delegates that are already pledged and claim they're for somebody else.
And in Nevada, they shut down the convention when it looked like Ron Paul delegates were going to get elected to go to the convention. They will not tolerate this. So I don't have any confidence that once you open up the convention, that they're going to vote their conscience, as conservatives say. They're not going to vote their conscience. Most of them are going to be, like superdelegates in the Democratic Party, very much controlled by the head party leaders.
Can anything be done about this?
I don't think so. You know, the Republican Party is controlled by the establishment at the RNC level. They write the rules at the convention, and they're going to direct this brokered convention. Now, let me just say, I think it's still a toss-up whether or not they're going to allow Trump to get the nomination or not. Remember, if they don't, if they deny Trump and Cruz, they're going to have a rebellion in the party. And there's going to be an independent movement. Trump himself may run this independent. It's going to destroy the Republican Party, and they're going to hand the election to Hillary. If they allow Trump to go through and get the nomination, they're going to hand the election to Hillary. In other words, I don't see any way of escaping the fact that we're going to get a Hillary Clinton now. And
wow,
that's a major change for the establishment. They're not going to let Trump be elected.
So they're now switching. You said 2 years ago they're going to go with a Republican. They were clearly doing that. They were getting ready to indict her if they needed to, but now they're stopping that. I guess they're going to just try to move to try to get a Hillary in, is the plan. Steal it from the Republicans. Even Mitch McConnell just said, we don't care. We're going to drop him like a hot rock. We're going to let Hillary in. Again, the arrogance. Why do they even admit it when it's going to politically hurt them so bad unless they want to kill the Tea Party movement taking over the Republican Party? It's kind of like bombing an oil well that's on fire to knock the fire out. They're so desperate, they're willing to blow up the party taking over the country and blow up their own power because they are so bought and paid for and are really minions of the globalists.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely accurate. It's very sad to say, but they would rather blow up the Republican Party than let a Trump win or a Cruz win. Now, the only caveat to this, of this Hillary winning of either or, whether Trump gets the nomination or they deny it to him, if they deny it and give a Paul Ryan, somebody, I don't think Romney would work. Romney has created so much bad blood. He's got such an establishment stamp of on him now for having.
How did they get him to do that? He didn't do that 4 years ago. It's just so nasty.
Well, you know, I've watched Romney since then, and he's had several big party meetings at his home. He's been lavished as you can be a broker, you can be an influence to the party. You know, this is something you brought up, I think, last week when you talked about the dichotomy of Mormons. You have conservative Mormons like myself who are dyed-in-the-wool constitutionalists and libertarians, and then you have these mainstream Mormons like, or clear on the other side, like Harry Reid or Brent Scowcroft, Henry Kissinger's advisor. You have, you know, Mitt Romney. The dichotomy is explained by the fact that, you know, the Mormons to a large extent came from a persecuted background. frankly, was an anti-federal government background because the federal government did not protect.
Oh, this is important. Stay there. I want to give you a few minutes on this, then shift gears into geopolitics and the Russians and World War III with North Korea and the Russians threatening to, quote, invade North Korea. They don't stop threatening to nuke everybody. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. I'm with InfoWars.com. His site, of course, is JoelSkousen.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com, and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We got some callers that disagree with the fact that I'm saying Donald Trump's clearly anti-establishment. Most of them think it's a sophisticated shell operation, a bait and switch, where they're really attacking him because they know that we'll then support him. No, folks, they have a dossier on him. They know he makes his own decisions. He could be evil, and they'd still be against him because they want to run someone. That's how these globalists operate, where they're all in the shadows. The political parties attack each other. We're going to go back to Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor-in-chief over there in a moment. We'll take some of these calls if we get into the Russia situation, the North Korea situation. There's so much to break down. But don't forget, he has put out the best-selling, and I guess the third or fourth edition's out now, World Affairs Brief publication of strategic relocation. Big, thick coffee table book with detailed data on the entire United States, but also breakdowns on other countries, the best places to live, the worst places to live. And I've been all over a lot of these places. It's amazing how accurate the information is, just on the places that I know, because I'm ignorant about most of them. The Secure Home is also the Bible out there, the bestseller on securing your home, safe rooms, you name it. The Elite are building these at record rates. You can find that there. And there's a film we made a few years ago that accompanies all this and gives updated information, Strategic Relocation, the film. So buy them individually or buy them together with a big discount and support the broadcast. The books and the films have a, what is that, a 4.? Blow that up. I can't read it. Sorry. 4.8 out of 5 stars from Power Reviews. Again, you don't find books with that, ladies and gentlemen, or films. That is a highly respected third-party review site. So anybody that really wants to be informed, get those books separately. I showed you the Business Insider article last hour where they started putting a little bit of iodine, and the type that's not that good, quite frankly, in the salt in the 30s because IQs were plunging in the Midwest with all sorts of thyroid problems and people having swollen throats and all these different disorders. Within a decade, 15-point IQ increases. That's with crud iodine. Now they take it back out of the salt and back out a lot of the food. It's out of the fields. The bad halogens get in your thyroid. Game over, folks. All I know is I was swimming 2 miles a day every few days. I was jogging some, lifting weights, and just was fat as a pig. Fat as a pig. I went on this 3 years ago, and I'd lost, I don't know, I'd already lost 20, 30 pounds, another 30 pounds. And I know Beach Boy, but, you know, I'm sitting there with my, you know, my underwear. I mean, it's pretty amazing. We've shot video of myself in shorts showing people before and after. Less exercise, taking X2 Survival Shield, the purest iodine we can find, and it changed my whole metabolic system. Simply amazing. Now, I'm not saying it's going to do that for you. Purchase it, try it out, consult with your physician. It, too, has, what, 4.8 stars because this is hardcore stuff. InfoWarsLife.com to find all the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the whole umbrella system that has the Hillary for prison T-shirts, the books, the videos, and just hundreds of books, hundreds of films, hundreds of different T-shirts. We have a Made in America division. We also have a Made in Latin America division. You want to spend more money at Made in America? We got it right there. It's like Trump says, hey, you know, make it a level playing field. I'll make my stuff in America. Yeah, he's honest. Well, we make most of it in America, but some people don't want to buy a T-shirt for $25. They want to buy one for $15, so we get it made in Honduras. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. And it is your purchase of the products that makes this all possible. So thank you for your support. You're not just key to this. You're absolutely essential to what we do. You are the InfoWar. You are the heart and the engine and the funding of this. And if you don't have any money or don't want these great products, fine. Send out the podcast link. Send out the link to the free iPhone and Android apps. Send links to stories and videos out. Send this interview out, you know, when it's posted tonight to InfoWars.com. Because that's where the real power is. When you take action, it's unstoppable. They are doing everything they can and having congressional hearings where we're brought up and demonized and where Hillary, you know, goes around and they have their surrogates say, we've got to be shut down, Drudge, WorldNet Daily, because they're scared to death, folks. More and more people are saying it's a world government. It's an anti-freedom world government. It's a totalitarian system. And once people look past their nation states to the fact that we're already pretty much in the beginnings, a proto-world government, it's game over. They want to just slide this thing in under the radar. It's key that you send the links out, that you sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter to get underground alerts in case they try to censor us. All right, I'm going to go back to Joel Skousen. And Joel, let's get into the Russia situation and more. But you were getting into, I guess, a comment a few weeks ago where I said, so many people fighting the New World Order and the grassroots, the most effective informed people I run into are Mormons. But then I look to D.C. and I see Harry Reid, I see, you know, some of these folks, and I was saying, what is the dichotomy? What is the paradigm there? And you got interrupted by the break, breaking that down, because so many founders of the anti-New World Order movement who really did the original research in the 40s and 50s were Mormons. I mean, I'd say probably the majority of them. And then you now see Mormons helping bring in the New World Order at the top. So what's happening there?
Well, it starts in the historical background of Mormons being a persecuted religious minority in the United States. They didn't get help from the federal government. They moved, they were driven out of Missouri and Illinois to the, and they colonized the Great Salt Lake area, which was a, just a vast desert, made it blossom as a rose. And they even fought a war against the Mormons under President Buchanan, the Mormon War, where they took up arms against the federal and ran a guerrilla campaign to stop the army from coming in and occupying Utah. So the background of Mormons is extremely conservative. It's very, very much pro-Constitution. Their modern scripturals and the Doctrine and Covenants talk about the Constitution being inspired of God. And so there's this basic background. So I would say prior to 1950s, over 95% of Mormons were very, very, very conservative. And we even had a president of the church, Ezra Taft Benson, one of the champions of the conservative movement in the United States under the Eisenhower administration. As an apostle, he was Secretary of Agriculture. But there was a war going on at that time between a few liberals that got into the church higher leadership from Canada who were socialists attacking Apostle Benson. There was kind of a little mini war going on. After Benson became the prophet and after he died, the church kind of defaulted into a mode of seeking acceptance in the world, kind of as a backlash to all of the anti-Mormon stuff that was going on, and it's still going on to a certain extent. The point is the Mormons, you know, view themselves, look, we're good people, we're family-oriented, we have family values, we have health values. We need to be accepted as mainstream people and not persecuted. And so there was this bend over backwards to try to gain acceptance in the world, mostly happening during the leadership of Gordon B. Hinckley. We had many interviews with Mike Wallace and other people. Time magazine, U.S. News, wrote favorable articles about the church and its wealth, private welfare system. And so the Mormons in general, who were still generally conservative, said, wow, this is great to be accepted as establishment people, as mainstream people. And it kind of was an intoxicating thing. There have always been a few Mormons who have been liberals, who have been tended towards socialism as there is in any Christian denomination, because, you know, you can interpret Christ as being for the people and for the poor, and therefore you can misinterpret that as it's okay for government then to give welfare and to the poor, which in doctrine the Mormon Church doesn't believe in. But unfortunately, because of this leadership in the past 15, 20 years, trying to gain acceptance in the world, they have patted on the back any Mormons who have made it in the political realm, who have made it like Mitt Romney or Harry Reid.
So it's a classic takeover to the World Council of Churches, like we've seen other denominations, Protestants and others, going along with the system as well. It's just a takeover.
Well, it's not a takeover in the sense that you have a lot of true anti-Christians getting in, and communists even got into the World Council of Churches and National Council of Churches. It is a willing submission or willing suppression of your anti-government past in the Mormon Church because you so desire to be accepted by the world. That's the danger. In other words, I'm not saying that the leaders are actually bad people. They're not. They haven't sold out to the New World Order. They just simply want, they are blind.
They're trying to coexist with the federal government instead of have a war with it. But the federal government itself has been taken over by multinationals. Now, speaking of war, physical war, geopolitically, you're an expert on this. Where are we right now? Russia comes out and says, North Korea, you keep threatening to nuke Seoul. You keep threatening to nuke, Manhattan, Kim Jong-un. We may have to invade. Of course, they have a small border with North Korea. Unprecedented statement. But that is in doctrine that if you're being attacked or threatening nukes, you know, they said it's unacceptable. Their foreign ministry. Now, all of a sudden, Putin 2 days ago announces the pullout, except for the two bases they already had, of their main force offensively with a ceasefire. What's the inside baseball on this, Joel Skousen?
Well, this is a very important thing to understand. Remember that North Korea is full of bluster. They are claiming much more than they can possibly have. They do have missiles that can reach California. They do not have missiles that can reach New York. So their bluster about we can nuke New York is false. They have not tested a single long-range nuclear missile with a warhead, as Russia and China have, as the United States has. There's never been a test. They have had ground tests of nuclear, but that doesn't mean that they have miniaturized nuclear weapons sufficient to put on a missile to be able to launch deep into the United States. That isn't even a viable strategy for North Korea, because if they did so, acting alone without Russia and China, they would get annihilated by the United States.
Sure, I understand that it's bluster. What is it to hold people hostage for more aid, more money? Certainly, but you've always said, though, if there's a nuclear exchange on the Korean Peninsula, you got one day to get out of U.S. cities. You believe that will be the detonator for World War III?
Yes, I believe that it's a trigger event, but I don't think it's one day. I think it's about a week. In other words, if you see an actual invasion, and I don't think it will start nuclear even with North Korea. There are no Dong missiles, the intermediate range missile, that's the one that they might use to soften up. But I don't think they'll start nuclear. They would start conventional. Remember, both North Korea is a client state of Russia and China, particularly China now. And they don't want to be viewed as starting the war nuclear. They want to wait and induce a U.S. nuclear retaliation in North Korea. And the way you do that, you have an overwhelming invasion of the South. And the only way you can stop a 2 million-man army versus a 250,000-man army and 15,000 U.S. troops is to use tactical nuclear weapons. And then China can come out and say, oh, you started it. You know, you had first use of nuclear weapons. Then they can justify their long-planned preemptive nuclear strike on the United States military, which is the way they went. So they will not allow North Korea to go off the reservation until Russia and China are ready. And that's why I still say it's into the next decade.
Sure. Is that why Russia and China, though, have been making the strongest threats ever to North Korea?
That's right. A lot of it, remember, they do have direct control over North Korea. Kim Jong-un is a young, immature person. He's not actually running the country. He's the front man. But it's very important to understand that the motive here in letting Kim Jong-un bluster so much is they want to keep the West off guard. The North Koreans will be threatening every year, every 6 months, every 3 months, and even occasionally doing small attacks on North Korea. So the U.S. will not know when the real attack is coming. Everything looks like a bluff. It's kind of like the sky is falling every month, and so you just say, ho-hum.
Sure, it's like the Pentagon threatened and did drills over 100 times to invade Panama, so they stood down when the real invasion came.
That's exactly right. And that's the game that the Russians and Chinese and the North Koreans are using. But there will not be any separate North Korean attack.
And that's why we have all these urban warfare drills here, is preparing the military and the public. So when they order the real attack, oh, we already saw 100 drills.
Exactly. This is a long-term strategy, you know, going back to Sun Tzu and China and feigning weakness and doing many multiple feints. But, you know, what's happening in Syria with Russia is the most important story. Everybody was caught off guard, including the globalists, because Russia just out of the blue Monday says, we're withdrawing from Syria. And by Tuesday, half of their aircraft had flown out, and by Wednesday, another half of the aircraft. And so people say, what's going on here? And even I was caught unawares. I think the excuse that Putin gave, that mission accomplished, that we've really accomplished what we had here, is not true. Terrorism is not. It has been diminished. Certainly the Assad regime, the Syrians with Hezbollah.
Sure. So what's behind that? He goes in out of the blue. Then he pushes them back some, but hasn't, as you said, defeated them, and then suddenly pulls out. Was it the Saudi threat to invade with Turkey a month ago that finally had Russia say, look, we're going to go ahead and pull out of here and declare victory?
No, that was a bluff. The Turkish invasion and is still ongoing is aimed at the Kurds, and the Saudi invasion really was a lot of hype created by Hal Turner and his new Superstation 95. It's still a disinformation outfit, as it was when he worked for the FBI. But, you know, they claimed that there was 350,000 troops massed in an exercise. There were not. Those were the total numbers of troops in all the
countries. Sure, so let me ask you this question then. Let me ask you this key question. Why do you think, or I guess we don't know yet, why do you think Putin suddenly is pulling out?
I think it's because of budgetary reasons. I think it's very expensive to run that war. They needed combat experience. They got that combat experience. But this was bleeding them at about...
So it's basically they had a budget and it's a giant war game.
That's right. Now, that said, they've got all their infrastructure set back in. They can fly back in 2 days just like they left. And so if this thing gets out of hand again,
there you
and
go.
Assad's
It makes him look good. We did a peace deal. We believe NATO and everybody. Exactly. We even pulled out, and then you kept attacking, and boom, they're only an hour away right back into their bases.
That's right, and it provides them a lot of cover. He needs good press, and Putin is getting a lot of good press. The peace talks are going forward. Assad, by the way, is much strengthened, not only in the ground troops area, but his air force has been replenished and strengthened by Putin, and so expect that the Assad, the Syrian Air Force, will continue the airstrikes as needed. And
so what you're saying is this is another victory for Putin?
Absolutely. Putin is not a good guy. Eventually, he's planning on attacking the West with China, but he's got several years of building and construction to go on. He's not in a hurry. That's why he didn't retaliate against Turkey when they shot down one of their aircraft. He's not ready to take on NATO. And so this is a major...
So you really think the Russians really plan on a sneak attack against the Anglo-American establishment? I mean, I know the globalists are digging in like never before. They believe it's coming. But, I mean, this is just so crazy. What are they going to do to push Russia into that?
Well, it's, you know, first of all, the major aspect that they've been working on all these years is creating an image of the West as the bully of the world. We're still doing that. The West is hated. And so... Russia is continuing to cultivate. We're the good guy. We're coming up against the globalists. We're stopping their juggernaut around there. The Russians and Chinese will attack when they're ready, and I'm not sure the U.S. is capable of provoking them into it. But certainly the continued neocon agenda, the warfare, which sadly, you know, I'm afraid, I know Ted Cruz would continue in that, having all those neocon advisors. Trump may do that as well with this.
That's right. Stay there. I want to come back with Joel Skousen at worldaffairsbrief.com, take a few of your phone calls straight ahead. And then, of course, in the third hour, we'll have open phones as well. And the news I haven't gotten to, big broadcast, still lined up. Stay with us.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've got people who've been holding for 45 minutes over from the last hour, 50 minutes, who disagree with me. They want to go after Donald Trump. I want to just hear why and then get Joel Skousen's comment. Maybe Joel can go 5 minutes the next hour so we can get to five or six of these. But separately, when you look at the will of elites throughout history try to conquer the world, they'll destroy their own empires to try to do it. The only difference is nuclear weapons now and today and other weapons that could destroy our planet. So I just hope and pray that we can get out of globalism. Real quick question, I want to go to calls, Joel. As world government gets sold as a good thing, as they start announcing it, they are having the problem that you and your uncle and myself and Ron Paul and Barry Goldwater and countless others, the John Birch Society, forever warned of this. We've been proven right. We were going off their own documents. It's not like we just kind of got it right. We're dead on. Our credibility is surging. The system wants to censor us, but that's not going to work, at least short term. How are they going to get this world government in? Because from all my research, aren't they about 15 years behind, so they're trying to rush this? Doesn't rushing things mean it'll probably only fall apart quicker?
Well, they can't afford to let things fall apart right now, and that's why I'm not predicting there's going to be an economic collapse, because they would get the blame. They would know to the hour that the Fed pulled the money supply and created the atmosphere for economic collapse. I believe the way that they get this, remember there's a lot of resistance to this slow move into globalism. Look at the Brexit movement in England. They're going to have real trouble keeping England from bolting, and the European
Union.
They
have the liberal mayor of London, who's like a rock star, saying we want out of the EU. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, even The Economist and other people are coming out, or The Telegraph, not The Economist, which is a globalist organization, but The Telegraph is coming out against the EU and against the sovereignty. So that's why they're going to have a third world war. Remember, this is a very crucial thing. They cannot, they want it, they are behind, they want this war now, but they can't get it now. They have to wait until Russia and China attack. They can't directly provoke the war, otherwise it looks
right.
Like the U.S.
They've got to have world government, just like they set up the League of Nations after World War One, staged World War Two, set up the players, wound up the Japanese and Hitler, and didn't control him, folks, but set them up, had their codes, had spies inside manipulating them, that's been declassified. Now World War Three finally brings in the final world government, so it never happens again, Joel. And then what do they do once their world government's in place? What's their end game?
But let me first of all answer the key way in which they're going to get global government. Remember, you talked about nuclear war destroying the world. In fact, it won't destroy the world. They know that Russia and China is only planning on attacking U.S. military and communication targets and then try to blackmail the West into submission. They don't want to destroy the world. It's going to be a limited preemptive nuclear strike against missile fields and military bases.
No, I understand. And the globals roll out the secret weapons. But let me ask you this question.
But first, remember, the globals then have the excuse. If the U.S. military is being taken out, we're defenseless. We have to join a militarized global government in order to prosecute this war. That's how we get into the global government. And then,
all right, absolutely. But we're going to break. We'll take a few calls on the side. But let me just ask you this question then. Putin, I know for a fact, I mean, does watch clips of the show, is aware of what we're doing. They have a lot of TV shows in Russia now that basically, you know, talk about the New World Order global government. I know you'll say he's doing that for credibility, but if the Russian government's pretty smart, you know, you're smart, they're smart too, they play third dimensional chess, don't they, because we're exposing it and others are, credible people that, you know, go back 50-something years in the fight, don't they understand that they're being set up?
They know the theory. They've read my material. They have people who've read, you know, your material. They think, but they it's in their DNA. They've got to take down the West. Remember, there are three global predator centers, the New America, or the Anglo-American globalists, the Russians and the Chinese, and they're all separately. I think there's all basically a satanic promise given to each of them that they're going to win. It's in their DNA.
That's right. It's down to the three predator, generals to fight it out, to be given the power over the world government, and to be basically made God on Earth. That's what the elite, like Kurzweil, all of them, that's the promise everyone's being given. Join this, live forever, get away with everything. We'll be back in 70 seconds.